passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Traveling the world, seeing exotic places, and getting paid. The life of the travel writer seems like the dream job. So how easy is it to make a career of this? Kate Simon is the travel editor of The Independent on Sunday and leader of Kate Simon's Travel Writing Workshop.
Well, I think people have to be in no doubt that it isn't an easy ride. It's something that you can do and you can try to develop and try to get into. You need to have a flair for writing and you need to be able to develop your writing skills. But generally, it's something that if you're really determined, I think you can have a good shot at getting into. You'll never make it your full-time job unless you're a particularly special writer, and you have to be realistic about that. But maybe it's something that you can add to other skills you have and try to move into little by little.
How do you actually start by getting into it? Because it must be difficult to get that very first commission, which kind of sets you on that road.
Well, that is the, you know, $64 million question. There are lots of ways that you can try to get into the whole sort of scene. You can start off by maybe doing a little bit of work experience, perhaps take a week to go into one of the magazines or one of the newspapers and just get a sense of how desks work. Just really be a bit of a fly on the wall and see how they're commissioning, what kind of things they're looking for. Keep your ears open and obviously try to make a bit of a contact there as well. Most people these days generally do it by going in through freelance writing. So they will pitch an idea and they will perhaps try to show that they've got some writing ability. But it is tough. You know, lots of the travel editors out there aren't very interested in people that haven't worked for them. But if you've got a really good idea, you know, it's really aiming to get the best ideas and try to put them forward. If you are moving from any other sphere of writing or communications work, then obviously that's going to help you.
Do you think it's the kind of thing you can actually earn any realistic money from, or is it really just about getting the trips?
Well, if you want to get the trips, then you've got to have some sort of outlet to sell them into. One thing I would caution anybody is if you're offered the chance of going on a trip in return for writing a feature, make sure you've got a commission for that feature before you go. Lots of people make this mistake, less and less these days, because the PR companies are very quick to get in touch with travel editors like me and make sure that there is a commission. But if you go on a trip and you haven't got a commission, then you're going to come back and you're going to have to get somebody to buy that story. So don't think of this as a way of just getting a nice holiday. If you take that attitude and you do end up going away and you can't deliver that story, that will be the end of your travel writing career right then and there. But in terms of making money, when you go on a trip, you know, you need to think about how many days you're going to be away, how much time you're going to give, and how much money you're going to earn. At the bottom end of this kind of writing, you're looking at £100 for 1,000 words. It's not high money. So you could go on a trip for 5 days and come back and earn £200, something like that. So you need to be really careful about thinking about time and motion, really, like any other kind of work that you would go into. Is it going to be worth your while?
What do you think is the biggest mistake that aspiring travel writers make when they're trying to get into the business?
I think, and I say this a lot on my own travel writing course, that a lack of knowledge of the industry is problematic for new writers. I think new writers need to have a fresh angle. I think angles are really important. You know, even seasoned writers don't seem to always get this. They will come to me with an idea and I'll say, well, you know, what's new, what's fresh about this? You can pretty much guarantee that that yoga holiday that you think is a great idea has been done before. It's been done to death. You know, maybe it's a new ashram that's opened. Maybe there's some point of seasonality that you can hook it to, but you need to have an angle. I always say to students on my course, if you're new to the game, you need to really take the chance of inspiring the travel editor you're pitching to. You need to do that by offering them a story that's so compelling, they'll give you a chance.
That's Kate Simon, leader of Kate Simon's Travel Writing Workshop.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com.
Passionforfreshideas.com.
Or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.